Yes. Awesome Mother's Day's gift. Thank you, Lord. Oh, isn't God good? Sweet Spirit in the house. Some of the group that went down to Georgia got together last night and shared what God had done. You know, it's so neat when everybody comes. What was 2,000 plus there? So amazing that when everybody comes for one purpose and one united purpose, the difference it makes. That's why it's so good when you come here, get yourself prepared. On your way over, just say, Lord, use me. Lord, let me encourage somebody. Lord, let me just lift up my praise. Lord, let me forget everybody around me. Let me lift my hands and just enjoy. And you would not believe what it does. Just what it did a while ago. Same God. He loves us. So good. Yay, Mom. Mother's Day. The title of the message is Yay, Mom. Yay. Spell that for me. Spell yay. Y-E-Y. I know, but there's different ways to spell yay. Y-E-A too. Well, I've got Y-A-Y. I think you're right. We're on it. Yay, Mom. Doc was talking about flowers. Well, I did my little flower run. And I bought two. And I set them on the wrong side of the house. One day later, sitting next to the White House in the bright 90-degree sun. And I went around the corner and went, oh my, I get to buy two more trays. So we socked the water to them and put them in the shade. And I don't know if they'll revive or not. I'm not a real good flower child. The thought that counts, yes, yes. Go, if you will, to Proverbs 31. Everybody knows you have to go there. I want to run just a few scriptures in that. What would we do without a mother's heart? I'm not reading as much as I was going to read. Just 27 to 31. Listen to what it says. It says, now they're talking about the mother here. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. How in the world could you be lazy if you was a mother? Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtues and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord or loves the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. God is so good. God is so good. Connie ran across an article in County Journal. Did anybody read the County Journal, what it said about when it started? 1890-something, they talked about it, then 1905 or something like that, it became a state law, and then it spread to the next. But it should have been all the way back. What an awesome thing a mother is. I've got a little graph, and some of you have seen this, but a man, this man, and many men, like if I go get flowers, that's my switch. I switched on flowers. I drove out and got flowers. I drove back and set the flowers down, and I turned off the flowers. And I turned on the yard, and I mowed the yard, and I turned the switch off when the yard was mowed. I was done, and then I went to washing the cars. Flipped the switch, but a woman's not like that. Show that graph, if you will. Neil, who's back there? Can you find it? That... See, I've got a switch. Men, don't look at me so funny. You got the same thing. You flip off and on what you're doing. The rest, all those dials are always on in a woman. They have to be. Listen, that's the way God's created you, and they have to be because you are taking care of so many things all of the time. That's why I say, yay, Mom. But see, I can go to work and flip off a switch and not worry about all the stuff. go in my office and study, and I'll flip that switch on. But for a woman, it's constantly, you're dialing up, well, let's take care of the husband, we got to go get groceries, we got to clean the house, am I sharing the truth? I see Tina back there, she's shaking, yes. And Steve's not got no reaction at all. He's got his switch off right now. The hats that they wear, hats off to them. I'm so glad God created things the way he did. That's why marriages, hey, just a quick marriage thing. Hey, that's why communications is difficult. Because if I'm watching MASH, Connie can come in and share anything she wants to share, and I just nod my head while I'm watching MASH, laughing at Hawkeye, and then all of a sudden I come up and they painted the bedroom. I didn't even know she brought it up. Proverbs 31:10 says, "Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies." Proverbs 12:4 says, "An excellent wife is the crown of her husband." Proverbs 31:30 says, "A woman who loves the Lord will be greatly praised." See, moms are a gift from God. And yes, men are too. But oh, a household would not be the same, folks, without a mother following the scripture. You know, I had a very godly mother. Matter of fact, I'm here because of her. Prayed. Mom's place to pray was in the basement with all the dirty clothes that was piled down there. And the older girls dying in Vicky's bedroom, there was a laundry chute, which fell down right by the washer and dryer. Well, when you guys, many in our family as we had, there was always dirty clothes, and she was always running the washer and the dryer and ironing. And anytime she had trouble in the family, which we all had, how many knows that every family is dysfunctional? Absolutely. I didn't get a very good response on that. Yes. You say, not mine. Yes. I am sorry, but you are dysfunctional. Yes. Every family has dysfunction, so every family needs to pray. So Mom's place was down the basement. My bedroom door, everybody come out into my room, and that's where the TV was at. And then we had a basement door, so I always knew when she needed to pray, and I'd hear her downstairs, praying for the family, praying for the situations, praying for the churches, praying. Folks, there's something supernatural about all of that. But when a mom's heart gets in it, it's even more powerful. And I don't care what the situation or circumstance with your children, whatever's going on, whatever happens, mom don't give up and mom don't quit. Connie's best Mother's Day gift that she's had so far is yesterday, Chris got transferred from maximum security to minimum. Now for a mom, that's awesome. Chris has a key to his door, not the guard. That's awesome. But if he was the other way, she still would love him. There's just a difference in the heart of a mom. It's just amazing. But God has designed it, folks, and we got to recognize that the multitasker in her is what keeps everything going right. Yeah. And I've had to fill her shoes occasionally when Connie was down and could not do, was on the couch multiple times. And I would pass things by, and then all of a sudden I would realize, now wait a minute, while I'm down here, I can throw a load of clothes in. And then the dryer's done, and I can grab those clothes. If I catch them just right, I can shake them out, and I won't have to iron them. And then but I got to catch them just right, so my time. By the end of the day, I'm flipping my switch off. I got to lay down a while. But they're designed to handle it. They're able to do so much more. And all you ladies looking at me like, yeah, you're right. Wish my husband would get a hold of this. Well, that's what part of this is to make you understand. But a mom can take a household and make it peaceful. And in the midst of a peaceful household, she is training and raising the children up. And there's three stages that, a man and a wife has this, but the woman's there, really she's got more grace to do it. But things change in the household. First, we have to tell the children exactly what they have to do. Come on, we got a brand new one back here that she's patting. 3 weeks old? Yeah, 3 weeks old. Totally, that little one has to have everything. But then as that little one grows, you tell them everything they do. You have to tell them and show them. You have to train them. Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth. Wash your face. Then they go through the stage where they have to start taking on a little responsibility of having their own mind and doing their own thing. Then we have to step out of the picture and let them totally have the mind that Christ gives them, which is very difficult for a lot of parents, because once they've had this training of telling them everything and then watching them make some decisions that are bad, some decisions are good, know you're grounded, I'm sorry. You made a wrong decision, and we train them, and then when they get out and they get married, then we've got to shut our mouth. If they ask, I'm telling. Matter of fact, I'm bad at telling before they ask. I've been through it already. But that's all the things that the mother has to go through ongoing. And to watch someone make mistakes in their life and run with the wrong crowds after they're out of the household. We made our two Marines that were in the Marines, when they come home and slept in my house, they could not stay out past 12 o'clock. That kept her sane, that kept me sane. I don't care if they are adults. You're going to live in my house, you're in at midnight. Nothing goes on good after midnight. Come on, everybody. That's what I was taught. See, there are some good qualities that get brought forth. But we got to understand that the mother has that, and the mother's blessed to have that. And she also takes care of the physical side of the children. She feeds them the right food. We're so blessed. Our grandkids that are in and out of our house all the time, they like fruit better than they like candy. Now, I like the candy more than I like the fruit. So it's not as good when I'm there. Then you have the social skills that they teach them, because see, they're watching mom. They're watching dad, but we're talking about moms today. And they learn the social skills of how mom interacts on the telephone, how mom interacts with the husband. The boys in the house are looking for somebody just like mom most of the time. I want to find someone that's like she is, because she did good. That's the way it goes, because there's a responsibility and a gifting and a grace, everybody. There's a grace. And then the spiritual side, it seems like women, because they've got so many dials they turn, they can keep the spiritual side up a little more than men can for the most part. I need an amen from the men. Amen. That is so true. I mean, my sister Diane pulled her into the things of God, and I was still in the world. Oh, I was saved, and I was probably going to go to heaven, but I didn't know anything about any of it. And I was riding motorcycles with Scott, and that's what we enjoyed doing on Sundays. And Connie started falling in love with Jesus. So then because of her loving God and treating the children different, then I felt like when I come home from riding motorcycles that I missed something. Because she would just greet me like everything's good, and me and the kids did this, me and the kids did that, and I was out with Scott. And it was fun, but I hear him laughing. And I think the icing on the cake one time was we were out riding, and a storm come through, and went to his house first, and his wife was sitting in the kitchen, I think. But the roof of the house was completely gone. A tornado had took the roof off. Yes. And I said, where were we? But that all comes back to the mom that's a Christian, that's walking with God, that changes households, that takes care of the physical, takes care of the emotional, and takes care of the spiritual. Because without the moms, nothing's the same. Nothing's the same. It's an awesome thing when you see someone operate in that. In Luke 2, verse 50, in that area, 52, Mary's son, Jesus, had ventured away from the group when they all went home. You all know the story. Could you imagine the heart-wrenching? I mean, we're in a city where it's triple, quadruple the time, the size of the town, because everybody came for the Passover, and all that was going on, and all of a sudden you've left, and you trusted your kid, and he just kind of hung out with the other kids, and, you know, it'd be like Chris and Noah running around. Well, they're back there. They're coming. They're okay. And then we'd get home, and one was missing. Well, you'd go back, and you'd be in panic mode, and the last place you would probably look is church. Now, in this case, maybe we would come to church and look. But then she found Jesus, and the Bible said after they got home, which I was wondering how that really went. It says she kept all these things in her heart, the things that she had heard, the things that she said, the things that Jesus said, the things that she already knew but she didn't know. Now, think about it. She already had an idea there's something different here. She already knew this from birth. Then it goes on and it says, and Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all the people. Where did he learn this from? From mom. From mom. She kept all the stuff in her heart, and all the while she was training and keeping peace in the household, she was hearing mom explain how you live and what you do and how you treat people and how you treat God, and even though he was God. That would be wild to raise one that's that created you.
Wow.
Think on that. Now, son, you know, he never sinned. So think how good that would be. Son, don't do that. Okay. Could you imagine? Son, make your bed. Okay. But he grew in wisdom, and he grew in stature, and he grew socially because he knew how to deal with people. He grew spiritually because he was God, but yet he was a man. He had to all be taught, but it came from mom. I bet he was a good carpenter. I bet when he made things, they were... Yeah. Let's don't go to Walmart. Let's go to Jesus' shop and get our furniture. It's much better. Because of a woman's impact in the family's life, you've got someone that learns how to deal with relationships. When you've got a mother that loves God, you see them spending time in prayer. When you've got a mother that loves God, you see them in different Bible studies. When you've got a mother that loves God, you see them handle situations on the phone. You see them on the phone and not gossiping. You see them on the phone and not talking about other people. You see them encouraging people. You see them loving on people. Folks, what you see is what your children are going to be.
That's right.
And when they see that in the life of a mother, it builds their relationship with the father. When the mother is being what the mother is supposed to be in the household, they're seeing that love toward the dad in a different way than you would otherwise. It's all an amazing thing when you start thinking about it. They learn the character of what they're supposed to be. They learn how they're supposed to act and react in the area of character with people. They learn these things. When I back up and I listen and I meditate on that scripture of Jesus growing in stature, Jesus growing in wisdom, and with God, I think, my goodness, think about all that goes on in a day. Because, see, we're all like sponges. I don't care who you are. You know, they say an old dog can't learn new tricks. Well, that's not true, because your mind is, we only use a portion of our brain. And, you know, young people, when they're young, they're just taking everything in, and everything's adjusting and changing. I got tickled. You can listen to Drew, and I can hear Brad. But you can listen to Brad, and you can hear me. And you can listen to me, and if you're around my dad, you can hear my dad. Well, that's the same with everything in the household as the woman trains. Aubrey has learned how to slice and dice and make a salad and makes a good salad. Sit with Connie and sit with Mom. And they, I mean, you want a salad? That lady can make a salad. I mean, I go in and this woman's wielding this knife. I'm going, wait a minute, honey, you too young for that. But see, that's all part of what a mother does. And that's all part of why we are honoring mother, because they are so much and they do so much. Isaiah 38:19 says, each generation tells your faithfulness to the next. Now, it used to be everything was handed down by sitting and telling stories. Now, I guess everything's handed down by, oh, how we're changing. Oh, how we're changing. We went to the mall the other night. She had to go to the makeup place. So I love to go sit out and watch people. And nobody looks up anymore. I think there's a camera. They're looking. Good invention. That's what we'll do. The bottom screen will show where we're walking, and we can text the top screen. Neil, get that app. Because that's where everybody lives. I mean, have you ever noticed? I'll never forget this sidetrack. The trash man pulled up, jumped out of the truck, had his cell phone, had his britches. I wish I'd have got it in camera. Literally, here he was, cell phone, doing this, holding his britches because otherwise they would fall down to here, and he was kicking the trash can over to the truck. Kicked it in place, and then took his hip, hit the button. Ladies, you have a responsibility. Put the belt on the child and take the cell phone away. It's pretty amazing where we're headed. It's pretty amazing how what you do, ladies, is what they're going to do. If you sit around the kitchen table, which should be a time, every family needs to get time together to sit and talk. If you're on the cell phone, let me correct, put them away. Visit with your kids. Talk. Don't text them across the way. I get tickled here. We have got family members here. The husband will text and then the wife will respond. I'm thinking they're probably sitting in the same room. I better leave that one alone. Folks, it's a mission field. It really is. To be a godly woman and a godly mother is a mission field. You are ongoing from the time you roll out of bed, if you even got to go to bed. Is the little one back there sleeping at night? Kind of. Now, you notice Shane didn't say a word. Yeah. Mama's got it. We train our children, you know, in our household, it wasn't. You say, well, you know, you're a pastor, your kids had to come to church. No, when Sunday came, we didn't say, are we going to church? That was part of, and really Connie pushed it more than I did back in those days. No, what do you mean going to church? Yes, we're going to church. That's what we do. We go to church. But see, we've got a society right now that is just so crazy that Sunday's a sports day. I listened to a man that shared with me and Neil at a thing we went to, and they did Saturday night church, could not get it going. They did Sunday morning church, could not get it going. Did Sunday night church, could not get it going. They moved it to Monday night because there's no sports on Monday night and their church packed out. I don't know if that should be. Because see, it's our responsibility to train them up. And I know I got some here that are looking at me like, you don't know. Well, I'm just sharing you what the Word says. Yeah. Our responsibility is to make church number one. If not, when they get up to that age where they're going out by themselves, guess what's going to be first? Something else. Church has got to be just, it's got to be, because it is the best. You can't have what we had here this morning if you're not here. You can't have the presence of God touching your heart, changing your life, without you even knowing what's going on. There's adjustments going on all of the time when you're in the presence of God. And we've got to raise our children up that they enjoy coming down and praising God more than we did. I was in a Methodist church. Nothing against a Methodist church. But if you raised your hand, they asked you what the problem was. And then I moved to a Reformed Presbyterian, and you had a little more leeway. You could rock a little with the music. But then they wondered what was wrong with you. Now, you can express how you want to express. I don't care if you lay on the floor. I don't care if you sit in a chair. I don't care if you raise your hands. We do whatever we want to do because it's between us and God. But see, that all comes down to many times the mother at home being that way at home, having on praise and worship music in the car, having on praise and worship music in the house, not watching soap operas and all the stuff that's anymore is almost X-rated, they say. Why? Life's too much drama. Why not have peace? Yep. Yeah. Families become physically healthier when God's in the house. Socially, character, values, relationships, everything's better when mama's in the house and taking care and doing her job. She understands that the number one thing to raise my children is not what they eat, which is important, not who they talk to, which is important, but knowing that God is number one in every situation and every circumstance. God is getting so real in my life that it's sometimes very, very hard to even, like, what are you doing, God? You know, for me, it's so gratifying. I got to come last night and listen to the ones that went, and to hear people that had never been around the environment of the Holy Spirit, and then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit's speaking to them, and they've never heard God's voice. Well, that's hearing God's voice. Like, and to hear those that have never been around it to say, I felt like it made my marriage better. I felt like it made my relationship better. Well, see, that same thing goes on in a mother's house when she's following the word. And you say, well, I'm not doing that. Well, that's easy to fix. Just start doing it. Just start making this priority in your life. Start making the kind of music you're listening to, writing and coming and going. Everybody drives around now. Just turn on the station from Cape. It's always uplifting. It's always edifying. It's always something you can talk about. The words of the songs, like the new song they sang today, if you really look at the words of that, that is a very powerful, powerful song. If that could get memorized, that's the only trouble with a wordy song, is you got to go over it and you got to go over it. Get the CDs. Get the podcasts. Turn it on and let it play over and over. So the words to some of this stuff, but see, that's what a mom, when she's home, and nowadays, they've got to work outside of the house as much as the men do, so it makes it even harder to be the mom that they're really created to be, so they've got extra grace these days to do it all. Yeah. Could I throw a little line out to help the women? Men, if your wife's working, you can have supper ready. Ooh. I don't want to be poisoned. You could have the floor vacuumed. You could have the laundry done. She's working just like you're working. Oh, I hear the men going, don't say another word. This is Mother's Day. I do as much laundry as she does. I time the dryer just as much as she does. Because I don't iron. So the quicker I can shake it out, she doesn't have to mess with it. Come on. I even know where to get the groceries now. I used to not even know what was in those stores. I didn't even know what those stores were. That's all changed. I'm helping mom. Come on, y'all look at me. Funny. We ran across a video that they talked to the kids, and then they took what the kids said about their moms, and they made a song out of it. Let's watch that, and then we're just going to close this morning. It's good.
I'm John. Nice to meet you.
I'm Jane. Nice to meet you. We're writing a song for moms because Mother's Day is coming up.
Are you excited about Mother's Day?
Yeah.
How excited are you? We wondered if you could help us write the song for moms. You want to help us do that?
What should the first line be?
Mother's Day is an important day for moms.
What is your favorite thing about your mom?
She's a little bit sporty.
You can be too much sporty.
Yeah.
No.
Can't you? But you can't?
I'm 10 and my mom's like 5. Oh, she's like halfly.
Halfly sporty. And what are some things you've learned about women over the years?
They like boys who have strong muscles.
What does your mom look like?
Her skin is really soft, and she wears the same clothes over and over.
She does?
Mm-hmm.
What's her favorite outfit?
A lot of high heels she loves.
A lot.
Purple one, black one. She has a lot of black ones.
A lot of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
What superpower does your mom have?
Yelling.
Yelling? If you could write a song for your mom, what would it be like?
You're halfway sporty, you're halfway pretty. There.
Hey, what's one thing your mom always says?
Do that. And let Pete in. Let Pete from outside.
Is Pete your dog?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So funny.
Does she love Pete?
Yeah. Well, he can't breathe, but he's at the vet, and we're going to pick him up, and I hope he's done not breathing, and I hope he can breathe. It's not really funny.
It's not funny. Janus is not funny. Pete's having a hard time breathing. Where do moms come from?
They come from their other moms, which that comes from their other moms, and that comes from their other moms. It just is a circle around.
What do you love about your mom?
She cooks yummy noodles.
Noodles? If you could write a song for your mom, what would it be like? More material. Come on, just let it flow.
Moms are friends every day. When they tell us do the thing, we better do it the right way.
Wow, that was awesome.
Great
nice.
Job.
Thank you so much.
So we are about to track a Mother's Day song. We are just so excited about it. We've been writing and planning and just getting ready, rehearsing.
Hey, John, I think we've got everything we need here. So if you wanna, head on out, I think we're good. So we don't need
you. I mean, I've got my schedule. I'm good the rest of the day.
Totally. I appreciate everything, but I think you're good to take off, so.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, sure.
Oh. Woo! One of these.
This is a shot.
Oh, sorry.
All right, great. Let's do this.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's all stand up. Father, we thank you. Father, we just thank you, and we do honor the mothers. Father, we just thank you for the day. Thank you, Lord, that you're in all of our hearts. You touch us, you direct us, you guide us, and help us to be better fathers, mothers. Help us just to be better Christian men and women, Father. We thank you for that. We give you all the praise on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Call you blessed. You are dismissed. If you need prayer for anything, the elders will be up front.